Towards the end of Paul's life, you will see some very obvious reality. The apostle was totally alone. He's alone. Yet, full of grace. Alone, yet full of grace. Some co-workers have left him. Like Demas, so there were betrayal and disappointment. Some faithful co-workers, they couldn't rush there in time, so probably, I don't know whether the rest of the co-workers were there in time when he was beheaded. But of course, there were some who bring comfort to him, like Mark, okay, who used to run away when there was persecution, but now he proved to be helpful in the gospel ministry. But the fact now is, he is alone, facing a trial, probably the biggest trial in his life. And no one can help him, not even his closest co-worker. But what did Paul say? Yet the Lord was with me. And the grace of God strengthened him so much within that he was empowered by his grace to minister to the Gentiles when he was defending himself. Now you see, no one defended him. He had all his accuser there. Some people say probably King Nero presided over that case. Some commentaries say that. But the thing is, now he only have accusers before. None of his co-workers were there. Probably they were afraid or they didn't rush there in time or what. And if you are there defending yourself, what would you say? Am I right? And there is this apostle. When he was defending himself, he took the opportunity to preach the gospel. It's always a gospel. Amen to that? It's always testifying the gospel. Because that is where the power of God will flow through him. You see? But look at this fact. He was alone, yet full of grace. So people, after this conference, if you have genuine concern for the church of God and his people, I want to put this in your heart. You're going to experience alone, yet full of grace. I came a long way to learn about this. Sometimes when you're serving, it's like you feel alone. No co-workers. No one share my cause. Everyone busy with their own things. And it's alone. And I go home, my spouse don't share my cause, you know. And always nagging at me and all. But I know what the Lord has called me to win that prize, you know. So eventually you come to a point where you're alone. Amen to that? You will be alone. Yet that is the time you'll be brought to a total reliance on God. Then you know you are not alone. That is what we remnants have to go through in this era. Okay? This is what will make you strong. Okay. We'll come to a point that you cannot even depend on your parents, you know. Okay. My kid's going to come to a point where he cannot depend on the father, no matter what the father is a pastor. No, they have to be alone someday. Yet, that is when the Lord will show himself to them. Okay? So young people, you are of age. Great. All this equipping for you. I don't know, I pray for you. I don't know, after this conference, can there be a young people group rising up? Or even a young people church will rise up in your midst, one day. This has to happen. This must be the ultimate objective. And one day, you got to swim in a deep pool yourself. You got to run this race yourself. You got to take responsibility for the ministry that God has handed over to you. And you got to do campus evangelism and bring people from the campus to your church, to your young people church. That's what I'm praying for you. Okay? And then, number two, okay? Three conclusion for you. And while you're doing that, Paul's instruction is, be prepared, people. Be prepared. Two things to be prepared. First, be prepared to witness the Lord. Okay? In season and out of season. Whatever it is, good times, bad times, whether you feel like it or not, it's no longer the feeling, emotional thing, right? Okay, whatever it is, I'm doing it. Now, that is really a strong worker. strong in grace. Okay, you still do it no matter what. People turn to death. Now, so be prepared. Be prepared to witness. But second, be prepared that people will turn a deaf ear. People will be lukewarm and defiant. They will challenge your faith. They will do all that things. And probably when you are ministering to people, you'll face some reality or some kids that just want to have fun. They don't care about gospel or what, you know, they come here and make friends. Yeah, it's disappointing when you see all these things, you know, it's disappointing. And some people just want an easy gospel, no need to have commitment. But let me tell you, as you go on preaching the truth, that few precious ones will appear. They will be discovered. That few Davids and Daniel, they will be discovered. This is what the remnant ministry is all about. It's not about numbers, but that few people. And if you are talking about the internet ministry, people will challenge you, but be prepared to answer. Be prepared to stand up to your faith. Okay? You have to be put in that critical position, a challenge. Then you will be provoked to think and pray. That is the time. Be prepared. And then, the best strategy right now, the best strategy Paul has given Timothy to counter or false teaching, lukewarmness or defiance among his people, what is the best strategy? Continue. Keep preaching. Okay? This is the old strategy. But by far, it has been the most effective strategy. Keep doing it. Keep talking about the gospel. Whether you are in groups of two or three or four, keep talking, even in social media. Keep preaching, keep witnessing. Talk about it. Do you know when people come together and talk about something, then the culture will be built up. Right? And we Chinese have the food culture. Well, we come together and talk about food. What do you want to eat tonight? What do you eat tomorrow? Right? So slowly, eating. Eat beef, eat pork, eat whatever stuff, you know. So the food culture came up. You know what I mean? Because we've been talking about it. When everyone put their concern there, the culture will rise up. So you're talking about gospel culture, kingdom culture. Someone must start talking after the conference. Right? Just last testimony, okay? For you and I. You know, when we first heard the gospel, it was me and Elder Wen Kang. Both of us were the pioneers for the Singapore ministry, you know, when we heard the gospel from Rev Lee. And you know, we are people of different generation, different culture also, you know. But he just brought us the gospel. And with that, some supernatural stuff just happened. So me and Elder Wen Kang was like crazy over it. And then we start talking about it. We were like only 20, 21 years old. And every time we come together, the young people that we are leading, they talk about food, talk about music, talk about, you know, drama series, talk about their studies, whatever. Only both of us keep talking about the gospel, what God has done in our lives, what kind of doors God has opened for us, you know. Who have you witnessed to last week? You know, how was his reaction? You know, we were like talking about this stuff. You know, even our girlfriends were like talking about clothes and all stuff, you know, movies, you know, but we were like talking about these things. Crazy about that, you know. But I tell you what, because the talk was so intense, we were so absorbed over it. Then strangely, you know, people just being absorbed by us. Just come over, you know, what are you two talking about? And then we're like, don't you know what, you know? And then we start talking and we influence people like that. Then the culture was built up. The church was set up, you know. Can you believe it? Just from talk. Just, of course we must do, you know. Talking is part of doing, you know. But the thing is, really, someone just start talking. Show a personal interest in that, you know. If you use a group of just 7, 8 people, and you're going to split into groups of 2 or 3, and start talking what God is doing, what God has done last week, you know, after the conference, and then month after month, and then let's hope, you know, for June or July, probably, you know, should we like go to Southeast Asia for the conference, and then come November, Pastor Vincent's here again, what have you learned again and again, you know, and then evangelize, go on again. Now, all this talking creates the culture. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? So, the world will always try to present itself as so influential and powerful. But the gospel is so subtle, yet so consistent, definite. And ultimately, it will win the race. Ultimately, the world will lose to the subtle power of the gospel. Do you know that? That is the power of the gospel. That is the ministry that Paul has done and has shown us. Amen? Mm-hmm.